Recently, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it was moving forward with a delisting of the grizzly bear. As part of that delisting, Wyoming is to come up with a management plan that could include the hunting of grizzly bears. The Game and Fish Commission will soon be holding hearings across the state to discuss that issue. Game and Fish Director Scott Talbot joins us now to discuss that option, and he says getting federal officials to once again delist the grizzly is good news. Scott, let me just ask you about the hunting of grizzly bears. I know you're in the process of trying to set up rules and how to move forward with that. Is that the best way to probably manage the species?
Absolutely. We think that public management and public engagement and the management of game animals, whether it be deer, elk, antelope, or in this case, grizzly bears, is an appropriate and effective way to manage those problems. And certainly, you know, we have a lot of conflicts with grizzly bears, and we will continue to be very engaged with the livestock producers and those folks that have those conflicts. But we will try to utilize the public to help us manage those species where and when appropriate.
Now, how many bears would you figure would be taken in a year?
You know, we have outlined all of the mortality thresholds as far as the percentage of females, a percentage of subadult males, and also the percentage of males that can be taken each year. And to be quite honest with you, we haven't run that through the population estimate. The population estimates will change from year to year. And once we develop a regulation, which we have not done at this point yet, we will fine-tune that and look at the actual number of bears that we will harvest each year. Of course, as we were with wolves, we'll start off very conservative in our harvest and make sure that we don't exceed those mortality thresholds nor exceed the level of harvest that would in any way merit the relisting of the bear.
You're going to be very conservative no matter what.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're still looking to the commission to see if and when we feel it's appropriate to move forward with those seasons.
Scott Talbot visiting with us. He's the director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Want to ask you about just some of these efforts to just reform the Endangered Species Act anyway. You know, the governor is looking at it, and then I know you're involved in a conference on different ways to keep various species from getting listed. You know, what about some of these efforts? We probably haven't addressed this for a very long time.
Endangered Species Act is one of the few pieces of federal legislation that have had a very minimal, if no, amendments to that act since its inception in 1973. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing the results of Governor Meade's initiative through the Western Governors Association. And there has been a significant amount of public input taken on a variety of different ideas and alternatives to the Endangered Species Act. And it will be interesting to see what comes out of there. Bob, as you have heard the governor and others say, you know, preventing species from being listed is the prudent approach in moving forward with many of these issues. And ex-Governor Friedenthal, he recently sat on a blue ribbon panel, very similar to Governor Meade's Blue Ribbon Task Force in Wyoming to look at alternative methods for funding. And that task force just made some recommendations for about $1.3 billion nationwide to be, it's a recommendation that Congress will be looking at in the very near future. But that effort will be to enact species conservation and make sure that populations remain robust so that protection under ESA is not necessary.
Scott, I was wondering if you would wave a magic wand, what would you reform in the Act?
The Act seems to be more geared toward the listing of species and not the delisting of species. And, you know, we manage wildlife based on the best available science, and certainly the the delisting of species should be also based on the best available science. And perhaps at times we get too caught up in litigation over process issues when we have species that have clearly exceeded the recovery criteria, such as the wolf in Wyoming and also the grizzly bear. And we end up in litigation on process that does not reflect the best available science on the ground.
Scott Talbot, always a pleasure chatting with you. We'll let you get back to work, and thank you so much for joining us.